This is an NBC 23 Insight.
Rip currents are a year-round hazard on deep South Texas beaches. And quite simply, these are narrow, channelized currents of water that flow away from the shore. And these can particularly be found near jetties on our beaches in deep South Texas. The conditions that cause rip currents to occur are actually much more frequent during the spring, winter, and fall, and also when tropical cyclones are found in the Gulf of Mexico. However, most of the deaths and drownings that occur as a result of rip currents happen in the summer when most people are actually visiting the beaches and the risk is lower.
Rip currents are dangerous to anyone that enters the surf. Over 80% of rescues by lifeguards are from rip currents. We have over 100 drownings nationwide from rip currents. They're particularly dangerous to non-swimmers and weak swimmers, but also anyone that enters the surf is susceptible to the current. If you happen to be caught in a rip current, first, do not panic. Simply remain calm. The current will take you away from shore. It will not take you underwater. Simply remain calm and flow with the current. It will take you out to deeper water, then you will swim to the side, and the waves will push you back to shore. If you need help, if you're scared, wait for help, and someone will certainly come to your assistance. We do not have lifeguards at South Padre Island, so you need to be extremely cautious when you are entering the surf here. The most common rip current myth is that a rip current will suck you under the water. A rip current is not an undertow. It simply is a current of channelized water that takes you out to deeper water. It will not suck you under. So do not panic. Just simply remain calm, swim to the side, and the waves will push you back to shore.
If you do find yourself on the beach and there are any sort of breaking waves, rip currents will be present, and these can be very difficult to recognize, particularly near the jetties. What's important is to take the threat seriously, even if the beach appears to be calm and the waves do not appear to be dangerous.
To get the latest information on the rip current risk for the day before you head to the beach, check out the National Weather Service Brownsville Surf Zone Forecast.
This has been an NBC 23 Insight.